What's your algorithm in terms of sequential hormonal therapy in the metastatic setting, both in the postmenopausal and premenopausal patient?
In the premenopausal setting, I discuss tamoxifen or an ovarian ablation. And for me, an ovarian ablation would be to start the patient on an LHRH analog and get them booked to have a surgical oophorectomy if they're willing for that. And often patients will choose in that setting. I usually discuss the option of having both with them and the fact that it may be a little better, but we're not sure.
Both being
ovarian ablation and tamoxifen. Patients will often have a choice. They may want a temporary ovarian ablation because they may want to preserve childbearing or not go that route fully for one reason or another. They may have a liking or a disliking for tamoxifen for a variety of reasons, previous thromboembolic disease, whatever. And so often I find patients make that choice between one or the other or both. They have a preference and they make that quite easy. In the postmenopausal setting, I would use an AI first unless the patient's progressed on an AI, which is becoming more common. I would use an AI first, followed by tamoxifen, followed by fulvestrant. We're doing a study in our center right now looking at two doses of fulvestrant that puts them on after progression on an AI. So I might do that. But I think one could use these hormones in almost any order in the metastatic setting, to be honest.
Where do you go after tamoxifen and ovarian ablation in the premenopausal patient?
Well, I think once they've had a permanent ovarian ablation, I would generally go on to an AI and Faslodex. And again, there's no data about Faslodex in premenopausal patients, although I think there may be some studies going on of that.